and I was facing for the first, but definitely not the last time, the harsh reality that I was a minority in Rochester, which in those days had an Asian population of 1%. And I was confused. I wanted to punch Brian. I wanted to hurt him for putting me in that situation, but he was faster than me and he was stronger than me and he would have kicked my butt, and we both knew that. So I just took it in. And I didn't tell anyone or share with anyone these feelings. I just held them in and I let them fester. And those feelings would surface in a strangely therapeutic way for me through music. And it was no coincidence that around that time I started getting good at the violin and the guitar and the drums. And I would soon discover that by playing music or singing, other kids would, for a brief moment, forget about my race or color and accept me, and then be able to see me for who I truly am, a human being who's emotional, spiritual, curious about the world, and has a need for love just like everyone else. And by the sixth grade, guess who asked me if I would be the drummer for his band? Brian McIlroy. And I said yes. And that's when we together formed our elementary school rock band called Nirvana. I'm not kidding. I was in a rock band called Nirvana before Kurt Cobain's Nirvana was ever known. So when Nirvana came out, Brian and I were like, hey, he's stealing our name. But really what attracted me to music at this young age was just this. And it's still what I love about music, is that it breaks down the walls between us and shows us so quickly the truth that we are much more alike than we are different.